The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
The president heads off to North Carolina today, continuing his tour to tout his jobs bill.
Yesterday, there were some Republicans quoted in Washington saying that even if they agree with the proposals in the American Jobs Act, they shouldn't pass it because it would give me a win. This isn't about giving me a win. This isn't about giving Democrats or Republicans a win. It's about giving the American people a win. It's about giving Ohio a win. It's about your jobs and your lives and your futures and giving our kids a win.
That was the president speaking at a rally outside a school in Ohio yesterday. As I said, he'll move on to Raleigh, North Carolina today. Despite his claims that he's not out to score political points, he is hoping to persuade voters that he has the right strategy on the economy. And he's already putting a lot of pressure on Republicans to pass his bill. We're joined this morning by Bill Cohen, reporter for the Ohio Public Radio and TV's State House News Bureau, and Leonita Inge, changing economy reporter for North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. And Bill, let's start with you, since the president already visited your fair state. Can you tell me how the people of Ohio are responding to this particular, the proposals inside this bill?
Well, it's hard to tell because we don't have any scientific, independent public opinion polls for the last couple weeks. But, you know, the crowd at this event were cheering Obama. There were about 3,000 folks at this high school where he made his speech. They took up his chant to Congress, pass this bill, pass this bill. But, you know, that doesn't really mean anything necessarily because a lot of this crowd was kind of self-selected. They'd gotten their tickets from the White House and the Democratic Party. So it's just hard to tell. One thing is clear. Ohioans are hungry for jobs. We've got a 500,000 Ohioans still jobless, an unemployment rate hovering around 9%. And so when the president does promise jobs, at least people's ears perk up.
Well, we're speaking with Bill Cohen, reporter for Ohio Public Radio and the Public Radio and TV's State House News Bureau. So Bill, the specific proposals that are in this bill, where do Ohioans stand on these kind of things like tax incentives to small businesses to hire, infrastructure improvements, hiring people to build bridges, improving schools? Where do Ohioans think about that?
Well, I haven't really seen any public opinion polls on those general topics.
Huh.
But now, I mean, I do know, of course, that he promised he's promising tax cuts for small business. You might think that the small business groups here would say this is great, but instead, the National Federation of Independent Business came out even before the president's appearance and said we're not convinced by these tax cuts. In fact, we think we're going to wind up. Many of our members are going to be lumped in as rich people, and we're going to wind up paying higher taxes, not lower taxes.
That's Bill Cohen. Stay with us, Bill. He's a reporter for Ohio Public Radio and TV's State House News Bureau. And we want to turn now to Leonita Inge, changing economy reporter for North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. And Leonita, the president heads to your state today. Do you have any good polling to figure out where the residents there stand on these proposals?
Well, I guess the only numbers that we look at, you know, every day, especially every month, is the unemployment rate. You know, the unemployment rate in North Carolina is 10.1%. And you have a lot of people out of work. And actually, you know, I think almost every month, 10,000 or more local and government workers who've been losing their jobs. So just like the gentleman said, you know, there's so many people out of work here. I mean, people's ears do perk up when they hear jobs, no matter how many.
All right. So, I mean, at this point, do you have any idea where the voters fall out anyway? I know that there's a lot of voter anger nationwide, but is there blame in North Carolina? Are they pointing their fingers to one political party in particular?
Well, at the State House in North Carolina, it sort of resembles, I guess, some of the infighting that's going on in Washington right now. We have a Democratic governor, but the legislature is Republican. So I guess we see a lot of wrangling going on and not a lot of movement in one direction or the other when it comes to jobs. So you have a lot of people who are upset. They don't think that movement is being made to help them because they see, you know, as soon as something is approved, then maybe the governor vetoes it for one reason or the other. So it's been going back and forth.
We have a comment here from Lucas Ornelas, speaking to you there in North Carolina, who supervises his family workers, I guess, working with bricks and cement with bricklayers. And take a listen to what Lucas says.
Not much work right now. I'm lucky to have this job. Because last 2 years, I didn't work because there's no work. But I'm lucky to have this job.
So Leonida Inge of North Carolina Public Radio, WNC, that sentiment sounds like they don't care what political party supplies it or what the job is. It sounds like Lucas there is saying he just is grateful for any job.
That's pretty much the sentiment. I mean, whether you're talking to construction workers or you're talking to school teachers, they just want a job. And construction, that sector lost so many jobs in North Carolina. I mean, we had about 252,000 construction jobs, you know, at the start, I guess back in 2007, when you want to mark, I guess, the beginning of the recession. And we've lost tens of thousands of construction jobs since then because the state was growing so fast. And we had a lot of construction workers, even from Mexico and from here, that were moving here to sort of, I guess, rebuild a new North Carolina, especially in the Triangle region. And that's where the president is going to visit today. I think the small town of Apex, where he'll stop and visit a business, that town is grown, I mean, in the first, I guess, between 1990 and 2000, it's grown by like 300%. So it's a bedroom community to Raleigh and to Research Triangle Park, but there are a lot of small businesses there, and I think that's why the president is going to make a pit stop.
Leonida Inge is changing economy reporter from North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. Bill Cohen with Ohio Public Radio. Let me ask you real quickly, did the president say anything to Ohioans about what they're going to vote on, i.e. labor unions and collective bargaining?
No, I didn't catch that. I was surprised. We've got a big collective bargaining vote. The voters are going to become state lawmakers. They're going to decide in November whether to keep this Republican-passed new law on collective bargaining that slashes the power of labor unions. I thought he was going to make a big deal out of that and say, vote no on this, wipe out the law. But I didn't hear it, so that was a little surprising to me.
That's Bill Cohen, reporter for Ohio Public Radio and TV's State House News Bureau. The president spoke in Ohio yesterday, and he will speak in North Carolina today. We want to get your ideas. Number one, do you support the proposals that are inside his jobs bill? And number two, if the president were coming to your town, what would you want to hear from him? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your comment at thetakeaway.org. Bill and Leonida, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.